Vision example number 12. White is white, when not having a black point is the key to success. This example focuses on a photograph in which there is no black point. There is actually no white point either. No area of the image is totally white. And you can see that by simply looking at the widest area of the image and comparing it to the white of the paper or the white of the screen. And you can see that there is quite a bit of density between the two. So there is no pure white point in the photograph. But there could be. I could have had a little bit of a white point. But what's really important is that there is no black point at all. That is, there is no area that's pure black. In fact, there is probably no area that's even very far below middle gray, which is 128 times 3, which is the medium tone, since the scale is from 0 to 256 in RGB. Why did I do that? I did that because this photograph was taken in a snowstorm during a fog. So we have snow falling and then we have a foggy condition. So a total whiteout almost. Very difficult to see anything. And as I was shooting, these trees would sort of come in and out of the fog as sort of shadows, as a ghost, if you want. The vision that I had was of something that was sort of ethereal, something that wasn't totally there, something that I could see halfway, so to speak, semi-see or not fully see, you know, and it was a sort of mystery. And the way to represent that in the image was to make it somewhat ethereal, somewhat half-seen in a way, and give the impression that it was in the fog. And the way you do that is you just don't make anything very dark, and in that case, not anything pure black. So this is a good example of a photograph in which vision is achieved through a technical approach. In fact, it's always like that. Vision needs technique. It needs mastery of technique in order to come out. If you don't have it, then it's very hard to make your vision come alive, so to speak. It's very hard to speak through the photograph because the technical is going to hold you back. But there are obviously specific techniques for specific needs. Here, it's simply a matter of setting a curve and not setting a black point. Where is the darkest image area? It's the trunk of the trees. How dark is it? Like I said, something like middle gray, a little bit darker maybe, but not that much. And if you don't know how to do that, then of course you're going to be stuck because you're going to create an image that's going to be very quickly overly contrasty. It's very easy to make that image become literally chalky, where if we set a pure black, which would be somewhere in the tree trunks, we're going to have a black and white photograph, very contrasty, very high contrast, very dramatic, and it's not going to reflect the feeling of snow falling during a fog. It's going to reflect the feeling of a very harsh contrast, almost as if there was direct light, and here there's no light at all. The entire sky, there's no shadows actually, you know, the entire sky is the light source, 360 degree. The light is coming from all over, it's a totally enveloping light, very soft. And you have to use tones in the image that represent softness. So what happens here is metaphorically, the tones in the image have the metaphorical association of the feelings that you want to express. So if you want to express softness, you have to use soft tones. If you want to express something that's very airy, very light, you have to have a very light color palette, a very light contrast palette as well. Nothing very heavy, no heavy tones, only light tones. And I could easily have gone a little brighter. I look at that and I'm now thinking that maybe I could make the sky slightly brighter. But it wouldn't really change much because obviously that's the contrast between the white of the screen and the white of the background of the image, the sky area. And on a different screen, on a different paper, it might not look that much of a contrast. But it could be lighter. It might give it more light, more luminosity. So there's always room for improvement, there's always room for another version, a change, but as it is, it stands as my vision for that image, which is of a very light, very peaceful, very quiet scene with this semi-visibility. And if you think about all these attributes that I just listed, you know, light, quiet, peaceful, something peaceful doesn't have a lot of contrast. So contrast, in a sense, is drama. And lack of contrast or low contrast is peacefulness. So we have these metaphorical associations between the tones in the image and the idea, the vision that I had for that image. And that's a very good example of that. We're going to see a completely different example opposite in the next image, which is going to be about black instead of being about white.